The feast of this day brings many memories. For many times, probably hundreds of times, I climbed the Chelian Hill, and the last time was with a pilgrimage, and it was almost miraculous because at that point I was very crippled, and it was before my spinal surgery, and we climbed up that hill on foot. And it was really miraculous because under no circumstances could I usually do such a thing. But it was to visit the magnificent Basilica of Saints John and Paul on the Chelian Hill across from the Colosseum. There, in the most beautiful of places, is a beautiful basilica that was built in the 4th century and still stands. And of course, it has been refurbished and decorated in many, many ways throughout the centuries, where the house of the brothers, St. John and St. Paul, who were soldiers, that they were servants also of the granddaughter of St. Constantine the Great, Constantia. They served her so well and so faithfully that she left them her estate. And around this time, the great nephew of St. Constantine, who was not very great himself, except a great heretic, an apostate, Julian the Apostate, as he is called, left the church. He thought that it would be better to return to the pagan religion of Rome because Rome was falling. The empire was falling, as it was supposed to do. But he did not understand that. He did not put his trust in Jesus Christ. Rather, he went back to the superstition of the pagan gods. So, not only did he do this, but like all people who are doing bad things, they want others to join them. And if you don't join them, they will punish you and persecute you. So, you know, when things happen even today in the world, in the church, remember this is what's going on. And so, Julian began to persecute the church. Now, he knew of the virtue, the soldierly virtue, the honor of the two brothers, John and Paul, and he wanted them to come back to work for him. And they refused. They said, we cannot work for somebody who does not believe in Jesus Christ, who has abandoned the church and the things of the church. So he says, well, because of your great virtue, I will give you 10 days to decide. If after 10 days you will not come to work for me and deny Jesus Christ with me, then I will put you to death. So imagine if somebody told you that. You know, most of us would try to escape or something, but they knew better than that. In fact, as we very well know, martyrdom is the greatest honor that can befall to any Catholic. And so they went back to their home. In the meantime, Julian decided they were going to be confined. So they were confined to their hot bath. Now in Rome was very, very modern in that sense. We have nothing on them. They had plumbing and running water and hot water and toilets and the whole works. And every home of the rich had a hot bath, a steam bath. And so they were locked up in the steam bath, which of course was not pleasant. No food, no drink for 10 days in the heat of the steam bath. And all they could do was to offer everything to God. And so after 10 days, they came back and said, well, what have you decided? And they said, we have not changed our mind. We would rather die than renege and betray Jesus Christ. And so they were beheaded. Their bodies were buried there in the same place, which was their house, the house of Constantia, and it is still there to this day. In that time, they have been joined by other saints and martyrs, among them the very recent saint, St. Paul of the Cross, founder of the Passionist Fathers. And it was also for this reason that I and the relic, not the only relic, or the main relic, but the relic of St. Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows, one of my patron saints, are there, and St. Gemma, Galgani, and many other Passionist saints. And so many, many times I have had the privilege of saying Mass in the room and in the small chapel of St. Paul of the Cross. And so this particular feast brings many, many happy memories. In addition, of course, San Giovanni Paolo, as it is called in Italian, is one of the most beautiful basilicas in Rome. Indeed, throughout from April to the fall, there are literally hundreds of weddings that take place there because it is magnificent, with hundreds of chandeliers and the chairs and the gold. And so many young men and women wish to be married in this splendor and grandeur. So today we give thanks to God for his very special martyrs, Saints John and Paul. And as a prayer of the collect of today's Mass attests, their triumph makes them even better brothers, germanos, better brothers than if they were just brothers by faith, because their blood brotherhood is increased and augmented and glorified by their blood brotherhood by martyrdom. May they intercede for us and for all the church in these times of terrible tragedy in which we live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.